A new five-year agreement with Lennox and Addington County will see the startup of a farmer's market at Greater Napanee's historic town hall and market square this year. The county is expected to engage with businesses in the area, focusing on traffic calming measures for market day. The town of Greater Napanee was approached by Lennox and Addington's Chamber of Commerce regarding their interest in operating a farmer's market in the area. At their December 10th meeting last year, council directed staff to work with the chamber on a draft operating agreement. The agreement was presented this week, but must undergo revisions before completion. Terms for the market's operations were agreed upon, but an included lease agreement for the use of two offices in the building caused some concerns. Mayor Terry Richardson noted the amount of discussion they had on the matter and addressed the volunteers, saying the town will go ahead with the market once issues are dealt with.
I'm hoping that we're not scaring the folks that are sitting in the bottom of the council chambers away, because we've spent an exorbitant amount of time talking about how we can't do this as opposed to how we can. I think it's marvelous. I think it's absolutely wonderful that you folks have volunteered to get this thing up and running. It's going to be a benefit to our downtown. It's going to be a benefit to our Market Square. We will find a way to make it work.
The proposed lease agreement included the use of a boardroom on the third floor. The proposed fee was $170 a month. These costs and the use of the third floor boardroom were concerns for council. CAO Matthew Grant described their reasoning for the proposed $170 monthly fee.
We took a look at heating, utilities, maintenance costs. We did not include staffing costs for the entire facility. And then we basically created what is 2.7% in the square footage of the building. And added a bit extra because the lease agreement also identifies intermittent use of the third floor boardroom, which would be booked through the municipality's booking system, and use of the washroom facilities.
Grant said he felt good about the agreement they had originally proposed.
I think that the agreement that is presented to council, I'm fairly supportive of, and I think it fits in with the direction of the Market Square Advisory Committee and the larger body of work that's happening.
Councillor and member of the town's Market Square Advisory Committee, Dave Pinnell, described his concerns with the use of the third floor boardroom.
It concerns me that on the Market Square Committee, we were talking about not having anybody on the third floor. Third floor would be off limits. And here now we're opening it up.
Deputy Mayor Brian Calver noted his concerns with the monthly fee.
It seems reasonable, and I'm not doubting the work that the chamber does. As a chamber member myself, a very valuable asset to our community. I just want to make sure we are covering our core costs here.
Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, Chris Brown, explained how they decided on the amount for the fee.
We did it off the last 3 years average. There was an anomaly last year that we started coding a different expense to a line that kind of threw off the average. So we did a 3 year average utility costs and then looked at the percentage of space that they would be using and then used that number to calculate a fair rental fee.
Richardson made note of the work that must be done in the building first.
I don't mind the floor plan that we're looking at, the office space. And for anybody that has seen that office space, I wouldn't say that it's expansive by any stretch of the imagination. It's actually quite small. I think we're all of the opinion that it's going to be some time before we get the downstairs functioning to the way we want to get it functioning. I mean, we've got to gut it first and get rid of all the asbestos, and then we'll rebuild it the way I think we need to rebuild it.
Councillor Michael Shank was the one who suggested removing access to the third floor boardroom within the agreement.
After listening to everybody's comments and everybody's concern and everything else, it's a five-year agreement. It's been how many years that you haven't had a active farmer's market? Every other municipality has a farmer's market. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a five-year plan refurbishing the town hall. I agree and concur with what the mayor said about the third floor, that it's out, and what the deputy mayor said and what everybody else is. So just change the thing that you can't use the third floor boardroom.
Another concern raised by council was the chamber having a monopoly on the town's market-based events. Mayor Richardson put that concern to rest.
These folks are willing to try and do a market 1 or 2 days a week. They don't hold the monopoly on the market in the Market Square. That leaves at least another 5 days a week, maybe 6 days a week, depending on how well the Chamber of Commerce gets up and running with respect to their market. It enables anybody else in this community to hold a market in the market square. And it doesn't have to be a farmer's market, or it could be just about any kind of market anybody wants to do.
Manager of Legislative Services and Municipal Clerk Jessica Walters read the new revised motion.
The motion is that council receive for information the Farmers Market Operating Agreement report, further that council directs staff to revise the draft agreement to remove any use of the third floor boardroom and include rental of the main floor flex space, the same as any other community group for boardroom space, and that be brought to the February 25th meeting.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.